Welcome to the WealthWise Show. This program is for informational and educational purposes only and does not constitute investment, legal, or tax advice. Benowitz Wealth Management is a registered investment advisor in the state of Florida. Registration does not imply any level of skill or training. Listeners should consult a qualified professional before making financial decisions. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Now let's get started with the WealthWise Show.
Alrighty, guys, welcome to another episode of the WealthWise Show. I'm your host, Derek Johnson. And before we get started, I just want to get some housekeeping out of the way. This podcast, this audio, video, me, this brand is not meant to be taken as investment advice. It is educational purposes only. Anything I say, any tickers, any stocks, any bonds, any companies, any brands that I mention, they're not sponsors, and more like I'm not invested in them. And once again, it's for educational purposes only. Do your own research. And so, that being said, let's get started in today's show. So today, I wanted to talk about how I look into companies that I think may be beneficial for my portfolio. Now, I was prefaced by saying the companies I'm going to mention today, I'm not invested in. We're in October 2025, so I'm not investing in them at this moment. Could be later on, who knows. But right now, this is for education purpose only, and I'm not telling you or trying to entice you to invest in these companies. But like I was saying, how do one look into a company that they might be interested in, and how can they determine if is it a good investment or not? That is a question that plagues a lot of investors and a lot of people who are trying to do this on their own, or beginner investors. And so most of my content is surrounding the FRS, Florida Retirement System. But now I want to gear towards people who maybe work in the state of Florida, at one of, at state and local government, law enforcement, rescue services, emergency services. I want to talk to the younger, employer. So when you're starting out, a lot of times, you know, you got bills, you got your family, you got X, Y, and Z. And so it's hard to think about investing. But for those of you who, despite all that, still want to build some sort of generational wealth for your family, who still want to, build even wealth for themselves as they work, because, you know, they get tired of working. And sometimes you won't work until you're 65. I get it. And you're interested in investing because you hear all this news, you know, your friends are doing it, everyone tell you to go to the stock, buy Bitcoin, do this, do that, X, Y, and Z. And it's understandable where it's like, well, I can't make sense of all this information. And so today I'm going to, you know, break it down bit by bit. This whole episode is going to be broken up. This whole topic is going to be broken up over several different episodes because it's a lot. But what I want to focus on is identifying, you know, investment opportunities. And so in particular in stocks, I should say that. And typically the best investments are ones that you know best, like the companies you know best. And if you don't know the company, you just heard about it, your friend said something, and then you go invest, and that's not really investing, because you as an investor believe that this company is valuable and will continue to be invaluable. So therefore you give them money so they can, you invest in them so they can be more valuable and grow. And then their appreciation, you know, gives you appreciation. So if you don't know the company, you don't know their financials, you don't know their technicals, you don't know who's in leadership, you know, all that, all those things can be, you know, blind. You just invest in blind and give money to who knows who. So that being said, One of the first things I do, if I'm looking into a company, I look into the owners. You know, if you can't find the owners, go with the CEO. A lot of times the CEO is not the owners, because, and when I say the owners, I mean the majority stockholders. And so are the person who founded the company. You know, a lot of founders are not on the CEO, but they're typically on the board somewhere. And so that's important because they had a vision for this company. You know, they clearly knew that, hey, I have an idea, I put it on paper, then I'm going to make it reality. And now that it is reality, you know, we're on the stock market, we're on the exchanges now, we're in the S&P 500. Now, you know, I have the wherewithal to keep this company growing and appreciating. So I'm going to do a CEO, you know, get the whole C-suite, you know, board of directors, you know, all that blah, blah, blah. So understanding, you know, the vision behind the founder, it helps you understand where the company should be going. Now, of course, vision change over time, but typically the vision still, you know, has some, you know, similarities to the original idea. Like Apple, for example. You know, Steve Jobs had a vision for Apple, and now that Steve Jobs is no longer, you know, he's not here, you know, he's not alive, then that vision is now with new people. But the vision, you know, kind of wonky a little bit, but it's, they still have the general idea of what Apple is. And so that's what I mean. And so understanding the foundation that the founders are laid out will help you understand, you know, if this is a company you even want to invest in. Who knows? And then after I, you know, do a little research on a founder, and I say a little research, I mean like maybe a day or two of just reading their bio, maybe listening to some interviews, things like that. You know, I'm not going too deep into their, you know, childhood and all that stuff, you know, just some recent interviews. And then, you know, they usually have a bio somewhere on their website or somewhere online, read that, and that gives me a general idea. And so now that I understand that, I want to understand the leadership. So I'm going to go from top down, from the CEO, you know, all the way down the C-suite, and kind of do the same thing. You know, just read their bios, just get a bit of information about them. For the important decision makers in the company, I'm going to, you know, if they have interviews, listen to or read some of their articles or interviews, just to get to know them a little bit better. And then after I figure out, you know, who they are, you know, what their plans are for the company, and the fact that, you know, the CEO and the founders have synergy, because sometimes they butt heads, but they have synergy in this particular company. That means, you know, there's not too much inner turmoil. Then I'm going to look at their financials. Because, you know, the financials are ever changing. That's one thing that people forget. That, you know, they do quarterly earnings, and so financials constantly change. But what doesn't constantly change is typically the leadership. And so that's why it's important to get to know the leadership and not just the financials, because the financials might be good this time because they had a good quarter, but you know the leadership is all in turmoil, they're infighting, they're backstabbing, you know, the company is unstable. It could just be they had just had a good couple of quarters, and, you know, because of that turmoil the turmoil that's going on in leadership, that doesn't mean that those financials are going to stay that way. So that's why, you know, you kind of do both. So you look at the balance sheet. I might do an episode on balance sheets, you know, because a lot of people are like, well, what's the balance sheet? And that's what I'm going to do. See, I'm making new episodes as I do this. But yes, you look at their balance sheet. The balance sheet gives you an view under the hood, essentially, you know, the mechanics to, you know, the moving parts. And that's going to tell you if the company is overspending, underspending. And don't let balance sheets scare you, because if you run your own household, technically you have a balance sheet, you know. You know, your employer, they usually have balance sheets. Balance sheets are typically just a simplified view of the financials of the company. You know, you got your assets, you got your liabilities, you know, and then you got to see, you know, their expenses and all that stuff, like, you know, the accounts receivables and all that stuff. And for those of you who don't know what those words are, you know, I'm so sorry, because I should have thought of this before I recorded this episode, that, you know, there are probably some technical stuff that people may not know. But stay tuned. I'm going to rectify that in a later episode. So after I look at their balance sheets, and I like the, you know, I like the leadership, I like their balance sheet. If it's a company, like, let's say, I'm trying to think of a company, because I have a few, but they're not really good companies, and I shouldn't have said that, then I'm not going to say those companies. So what I'm going to say is, let's say company X. Oh, no, not Twitter. Company G. There's no ticker for G. If there is, I'm not talking about them. So company G, I looked at their leadership, I looked at their balance sheet, and things look good. And now if they have a product that they sell, or if they're, you know, a store, you know, let's say a clothing store or a electronics store or a food store, whatever product that they sell, if it's for consumers like myself, I'm gonna then go consume. And so I'm gonna go try their products. I'm gonna go to their stores, you know, I'm gonna check out, you know, and I'm not saying, you know, if you're researching a company that's a little more in depth, you know, but if it's a company that you're already used to, let's say Ulta Beauty. I'm not investing in Ulta Beauty, and I'm not saying to be investing in Ulta Beauty, but I'm just giving you an example so you can kind of see what I'm talking about. Let's say you already go to Ulta Beauty. You already are a customer there. You shop there. You, you know, work there at one point. You know Ulta Beauty. And so when you're researching the leadership of Ulta Beauty and you see their balance sheet, that was good, and you're already a customer of Ulta Beauty, now you can say, well, you know, I see what they see, other investors, I'm gonna, you know, invest my money. Once again, not advice, I'm just giving you a educational example, but then you're like, okay, then I'm gonna invest my money. And so that's really on a fundamental side of investing. And so fundamental investing is, people do it all the time. And when I mean fundamental investing, meaning you're looking at the story, you're looking at, you know, pretty much things that has nothing to do with the stock price. So when you're looking at more things that have to do with the stock price, that's more technical investing. And typically, you know, you could combine both of those, but to keep it simplified, that lets you know if it's a company good. And when you invest in these companies, you get access to certain things as an investor. Like if there's a vote, you can vote with your shares. You can listen to their earning calls. But if you don't want to do all that, you just enjoy the company itself, you know, there you go. And so typically I say, if you're going to invest in companies that you know. Invest in companies that you know you're going to use, you've been using, and you truly enjoy them, because, you know, that makes a good investor. Now I'm not going to say it makes a good investment, because things change, but as a, you know, if you want to be a good investor, invest in companies that you know about. You know, there's tons of them, people shop at every day. And then there are signs to let you know if a company's not doing well by just going to the business. So if you used to go to Ulta, and now you're noticing a bunch of Ultas are closing around you, and the stores are getting smaller and less people working there, then you might think, this is weird, because usually, you know, X, Y, and Z, then you go do your research and see, wait, Ulta ain't doing so well. And I'm not saying Ulta's not doing well. That's just an educational example. And now you can pivot or change your stance on your investment. And so, you know, once again, if you're doing this when you're younger, it gives you a little more leeway, because you have more working years ahead of you. So, you know, if the market is down, you're not really worried, because, you know, it's gonna bounce back, and you still got another 20, 30 years to really build out your portfolio. So that's just my point of view of, or not my point of view, what I do to kind of do some fundamental analysis. And then the next episode, I'm going to talk about balance sheets because I feel like that's important to understand what a balance sheet is and how to read one. So thank you guys for listening. I appreciate you guys listening and liking, subscribing, follow me on everywhere. And until next time, guys, I'm your host, Derek Johnson. Stay wealth-wise.